Okay.
Speaking of gorgeous,
hey, Ion, is there any significance to the dead?
Hey, we got Chad here. What's Chad saying? Here, Chad's at the mic. Yes, Chad.
Is there any significance to with the Dead Sea? With regard to salt?
Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yes.
So the Dead Sea is a result of the white stone in excess in the old days.
And it increased the saltiness to the point that it became dead.
Did you get that, Greg?
It's super salty.
Oh, wow. And Sasha falls back on the couch. It's blissed out at the vista. Just unfolded.
For such a day. For such a day,
such a day it is. Whosoever will.
So that's cool, because I've always dreamed about going to the Dead Sea.
And the white stone is what?
Carolyn.
That's a can of worms, girl.
That's Carolyn.
What is it? What is it? Selenos.
Yes, Selenos.
That's what she named it. But now she's asking for the revelation. You remember in Revelations, that was probably a long time ago. In Revelations, is it
2:17?
Uh-huh. Good, Bob. There's another scripture Bob knows. He knows Ezekiel 1:22 and Revelations 2:17.
So look at that. You can read it.
Call Murdy.
Okay.
Call Murdy, Bob.
Call Murdy, Krista Murdy.
Hey, Ion, can I get back to the 63:15 here?
Please.
Yeah, but before you do, Deb said something, Sasha. Deb said something.
No, I didn't. Oh. I forgot.
That Isaiah.
Well, Chad said something.
Have you been taking rebob, Deb? Don't be taking too much rebob, can't you, darling?
No, I'm gardening. I have you on speaker, and I'm gardening and listening. And
a wonderful way to reduce a static fuckery.
It's fine. Go ahead, Sasha. Hurry up. Tick-tock.
Okay. So we got look down from heaven and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. And then there's a colon on it. It says, where is thy zeal and thy strength and where is the zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bowels. The sounding, would that be referencing frequency or vibration?
The spoken word.
Okay. So so that's the grounding of the spoken word?
The electrical word.
The essence of creation.
Yeah, the electrical.
Okay.
The resistance
and
factor.
Thy mercies toward me.
My mercies toward me, yes.
Okay, so that would be coming back to, like, the Ionic or the creation
God.
Prayer.
Right? Back to God.
Right. And are they restrained?
Never.
I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Never.
Never, exactly. So this seems to me to be the most applicable reference to the cloak of zeal. Well, they all do. One seems to be pulling in all of those threads.
Okay, now we've gone past the five-hour mark. What do we do? Sue still here? Sue is the furthest one out.
Yeah, I'm still here.
She's an hour further than earlier than or later than Ginny. So we're supposed to end now. How does it feel to end? Or are we on the cusp of a breakthrough?
We're always on the cusp of a breakthrough, but I think we have to stick to the timing.
Yeah, I'm...
Yeah, stop it. Boo, machete!
Machete!
How about 15 minutes?
Please, Mommy. Please, Mommy.
Okay,
a little bit later.
It's like a private reading. Okay, you got one more question.
Make it interesting, and then Bob will let you go.
Does anybody want to take the question?
Continue on your concordance.
Okay.
Run with
okay,
it.
John.
No. We well, okay. But what did Sheila say?
It's getting good. It's getting good, Bob.
Yeah, if Sheila's going to ask a personal question, that doesn't count.
No, it's getting. How many INS does it take to change a light bulb? That was.
Yeah, I am. How many
light bulbs?
John.
Very soon there'll be no light bulbs to change.
Oh, cool.
Hey,
can you expand on that?
John 2:17, and his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal.
Well, let's go with Barbara. No. Okay, Sasha. Maybe Barbara's question about the white stone should be addressed, because that's what Sue and Barbara and Steve don't know about.
Yeah.
So
that
would be something that...
The Dead Sea and the white stone? Is that what you were talking about?
Okay, someone read Revelations 2:17.
One moment, please.
Yes.
Okay, Revelations 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it.
So Carol received the white stone and named it last year. So
therefore, for the first time, it was.
Wow.
Okay.
Yay, Carolyn!
And does the
go,
Dean. Have a frequency ion?
Carolyn, how did what made
go
it significant for you?
No, listen, now Barbara, she's going to get to the, she's a squeezer too. What, Barbara?
I mean, you noticed something that was significant about this white stone. What was it? But I'm trying to think of a way of...
See, those are the questions people should ask. I mean, I don't know if anybody asked this. These are obvious. Like, yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? Should be one...
We received the white stone. What made it significant?
Yeah, well...
No...
Come on,
girl.
I'm trying to ball.
Man, that was good. We'll catch it. Bring it right back to you to throw again.
Hey, Barbara, you put Dean on the crosswalk here. You ask her.
Did it appear different than other stones?
It doesn't look like a stone to begin with, but it then became a white stone as we worked the process and worked the experiment.
She's got a mouse in her pocket.
Did someone direct you to it?
She, in the essence, well, no, wait, this is Carolyn. Carolyn?
You go ahead, you're doing good, Ion. Go ahead.
No, she's squeezing. She's fresh meat.
Oh, she's squeezing you, Carolyn. You're going to have to go through this.
No, I am not. I can say it's proprietary information. If Ion won't take it on, I don't have to.
Okay. Then Barbara, change your question a little bit to something that you can ease into and open up the discussion, which is interesting, to open the discussion, and you may get an answer.
Okay, still along these lines, still about the white stone?
We don't care.
Yeah, what?
Well, okay, it seems like Carolyn, I want to respect her, you know, she's saying it's
Oh, you don't have to respect
whatever, so.
Carolyn. She'll smote you if you get too far out of
line. I will not.
But she could.
Ion's always looking for a fight. He's encouraging it.
All right. Okay, ask this. Carolyn, was this something that you desired and you put your intention out to discover?
Yeah, I think that would be a way of saying it. So with that desire there...
You did discover it.
And then going to Revelations, talking to Ion, taking some action, then it began to appear.
And she wandered around the desert for 40 fucking years, and then she got to the promised land. Exactly. Matter of fact, 40 years to the day.
But what was the first to the day of what day, day, day?
Joe Dunn, 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 shit.
I was going to say a D-cell connection, right?
Yeah, it's connected to D-cell. But who said Joe Dunn Sloan? Did Ian just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Joe Dunn, because you wanted a point of proving 40 years to the day.
Well, what happened in 19... That would be 1970, Carolyn.
Was it actually come for Eternal Youth? Something to do
with
that?
Hey, you know what, Carolyn? You met Joe Dunn Sloan in March, April, May, 1970.
Huh.
And then we're talking about the summer of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
40 years. That's interesting.
To the day.
So, but the search was for something to become eternal or youthful?
Yeah, that's what the detail
was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's why what led to the white stone.
No, but that's it's like you...
What about intention?
The
dream of something, turns into something else.
Hey, Carolyn, the D cell is the pyramids today. The white stone is the pyramids to be when we get to Egypt.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So it's the improvement. It's the improvement.
Yeah. Improved, completed D cell.
Well, the one completed with the capstones, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, the completed pyramid is the white stone, and the present-day botched, dirty pyramid is the D-cell.
Until it gets, okay, and then it gets complete when you add the capstone to the pyramid now. Then they'll be complete for the very first time.
And Sue Bone photographed the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
Yeah, picking up pawpaws, putting them in her pocket.
So you were trying to be proving or improving the D-cell?
Discovering it.
Mm-hmm.
Discovering, you get the five parts of rhetoric, which are inventing, inventing, decorating, creating the disposition, enunciating, and remembering it. The five parts of rhetoric that McLuhan talked about could be applied to this.
Deciphering and disseminating.
Yeah, and remembering.
Degrading and degrading and debunking and deluring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Evoking, engaging.
Yep.
Pickling.
Okay. Pickling.
Deducing. So,
deducing.
So Carolyn named it Zelenos.
Okay. Zelenos?
C-E-L-L-I-O-N. C-E-L-L-I-O-N-O-S-E. Cellulose.
Ion.
Isn't that the same thing in RNA? Isn't it?
In RNA drops?
No, that's insulinose. That is different.
Oh, just sounds same.
Oh, okay. I thought this was part of the RNA drops. So is this white stone going to be... Well, what... Okay.
So
what's
it's like
next?
A cell of ion.
Nana.
The cell of ion, that's cute.
That would be the next.
Oh, Brian, almost woke up.
Now we're in the hole of it.
Now we're getting somewhere.
We no longer an asshole, we a whole ass now.
See what happens when we go over, what did he say, Carolyn?
No.
You're not going to repeat it?
I don't know.
But what did he say? You guys laughed at it.
Brian was saying... Oh, now we got somewhere, and we said, right, you're no longer an asshole, we're a whole ass.
So, see, we're in the overtime. Okay. This is when the good stuff comes.
So, is will this be the next big product? Or have a connection with the next big product?
Karen.
I don't know if we can discuss that.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like a white stone is just a white stone.
Well, it's much more than that.
It's like ascension. It sounds like ascension is just a little higher than you were.
Is it better than RNA?
Yes.
Drops?
Yes.
Okay. It's in the work.
Karen likes it when ion takes over.
Okay, so it's something that will be... be revealed at a later time.
Right, correct.
It's up to you. No. You're powerful.
Does it have an effect on other things, or?
Hell yes.
I am sick of Carol's equivocating.
Next day we can go back to Bachman Turner Overdrive. We can do this.
Yeah, see nothing yet, but don't play it, please. Don't play it.
That's a good song.
Okay. All right. Well, will this help us? Is this going to assist us ascending or one ended, or both?
It'll support your ascension. It'll be what you, once you're ascended, you'll be glad you have that.
It'll suit your palate.
It'll have a frequency. It'll be a frequential proximity.
It'll suit your palate.
It'll be frequential.
Oh, stop it, you guys. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I do. It'll be frequential proximity to the ascended being.
No, it's more of it's more about the environment than the individual meetsack.
Yeah, and you get into the read the description of the rings carefully, and the first six rings are chemical. That's partly what this is, and it affects the atmosphere, affects the chemistry around us. Like you know when you're exhaling RNA drops, you're affecting your environment, the air around you in your home.
Hmm. Okay, I didn't know that.
So you're changing the NASO4KMG4 AG6NE2 XE5 RN3KR6 GE1 TH3 ZR1 DIGSIDO2.
We have that formula, Carol?
I don't know.
We have that. Yeah, we have that.
Mm-hmm.
That was said, that's down there in the first, second, third ring, right, Ion?
Well, that's the change that's after the thunders that came from Virginia Bell.
Right.
It come out of Ezekiel.
Right.
Most things do.
And that, does it come out of the parts we read today, 11 to 19?
Nope.
Is the white stone in 11 to 19? I think it was, wasn't it?
We're not going to put up with your questioning in overtime, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Ion, is the white stone mentioned in the Book of Enoch?
No. The inference is there, but it's not. He would never...
Listen to this, Sasha. No. He would never what, Ion? Let him finish his sentence. You've got to ask this, Ion. I'm not allowed to ask questions. Come on.
No, I thought he didn't.
Get what he was saying. When I am saying something, get him to finish the sentence.
I think he did finish the sentence.
No, he said he would never.
The sentence.
He would never what? Get it out of him.
Enoch would never expose the detailed bill of particulars. It wasn't his job. It's like Brian. Enoch is like Brian. He's going stealth.
Yeah, I know. So would because I found reference to alabaster and the throne. Would that be a hint to the white stone?
No. Alabaster has to do with the description of what the altar is made from.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Sasha and Barbara and Sue. Something came out previous rewrites, and Nostradamus kind of knew, Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci knew, and there's Michelangelo's paintings in the Sistine Chapel. In one of the paintings we found out, thanks to Sheila, it has a picture of Carolyn there.
Carolyn, she's in the picture right there in the Sistine Chapel. You can see it's got her little face and everything. And hiding behind the picture of somebody, remember? And then there's little Carolyn. She's got a little hand up waving at everybody. And it's there right now today. Right now. And it's got her cute little hair. Cute little hair. And her little hands out there at the side like waving. It's just perfect.
No, you look at it to me. She's totally shocked and paranoid.
Behind?
What?
Which saint was it that Carolyn was behind?
It was the prophet. I think it was Isaiah.
It was Isaiah.
Okay. Ah.
You can look up the painting, but Carolyn, she looks totally shocked and paranoid. She looks like she's in fear to me.
Like, I can, y'all can see me. Ah!
Who's shining the spotlight on her? But the funny thing is that shows you that Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Nostradamus, they knew this stuff. Enoch didn't reveal it, but Nostradamus has Carolyn in there and Dion. So that's
Enoch,
you're interested in that kind of stuff. What?
Enoch knew it.
Yeah, but he didn't put it in his book.
Of course.
But are you in there, Bob?
No.
Well, fuck, I wrote the goddamn fucking thing. Of course I'm in there.
You're the clown.
I gave my bride a feature role, you know, just like any Hollywood producer would do.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for nothing.
Well, you ain't seen nothing.
Like,
you ain't
Karen's
seen
like,
nothing yet, Bill.
Karen's like, and I've been with you all these years, and I just barely made the fucking chart.
Hey, Carolyn, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's what
nothing
I'm,
coming.
That's what I'm doing. I'm thanking you for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, time's up.
Okay. Mom says it's bedtime.
Let's find out how the light bulbs later.
Good. Okay,
I'm
all
going
in, all good,
Saturday,
all done.
Saturday, Carolyn, I'll look for you.
Yep.
Okay.
All in, all good, all done.
Yeah, let's take roll call.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Take
thank
roll
you.
Call. Take roll call to find out who didn't make it.
Barbara.
Hey, anybody not here,
yeah.
Speak up now.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. He left.
The six-hour mark. They'll be dropping like flies.
I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Oh, we're at the six-hour mark. Right. That's when everybody starts disconnecting.
Yikes.
Therefore, we're totally, happily, deliciously, and forever incomplete. Good evening.
Good evening.
AJW.
What's wrong with quitting early? It ain't even daylight.
That's the new.
When the shed come out,
Mama told us I'll go to bed.
Yeah, time's up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're actually going to get some sleep tonight, JW.
Cool beans. That means Bob will too, so, well, it's on then, okay.
No, he doesn't bother.
That's true. He just
so
stays up.
What did you say, Sue? You'd see Carolyn where? Your last
yeah, call? Well, Rome. I'm going to Rome on Saturday. I'll be in Rome on Saturday. Maybe I'll go to the Sistine Chapel and find you.
Oh.
Yeah, well, we'll show you the painting so you can look it up.
Take a black light, Sue.
How can we see the
painting? Take a black light.
Yeah, that's
black light.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, Sue. Easy. If you take a black light in the Sistine Chapel, make sure no one is looking at you.
Really? What the fuck with that?
Who said that?
Quiet.
Who says what the fuck is that? Why would someone say what the fuck is that at that point in this conversation?
I said good luck.
Oh, good luck with that. Right. Because the black light, see, what happened, Sue and Barbara and Steve, if you're still here, is that you see, there's a whole secret painting Michelangelo put in the Sistine Chapel, and you, with the black light, Ion told this to us a couple of years ago, to Carol and I, but he went in the other day, he went into details and walked us through the Sistine Chapel, showing us what you would see when you put the black light on the paintings or on the Sistine Chapel. And in the course of that, he mentioned Carolyn, which was visible. You didn't need a black light to see Carolyn, but it was one of the paintings. But we were focusing on the black light, what the black light could reveal.
Right. And what could it reveal?
All about me. Mainly about me.
You can't reveal that, right?
No, I just told you. It's all about me and Zappa and today, June 22nd. It's all about June 22nd, the announcement.
And heavy gravy.
Yeah, well, lumpy gravy. Hey, that reminds me. Where's James? James, did he ever show up?
He's right
here.
Fucking pumpkins.
What?
Barking pumpkin.
Barking pumpkin, that's right.
Oh, right, in the beginning.
The barking deer eats barking pumpkin.
Yeah, did you see the barking deer thing that Deb sent you?
Not yet. I saw the URL, but I haven't clicked
barking
on it.
Barking deer? What in the hell are y'all doing?
Yeah, it's a deer, like one that he has laryngitis. So it's actually a deer that barks.
So Deb just put in the phrase barking deer to see what would come up.
I guess so. Let's see if I can get
it. She must have been the one who conked out because she's not speaking.
Oh, right. She said goodnight.
So the barking deer is the beginning of the synesthesia of nature, JW. Natural forms will mutate into other forms. And we will be, and then we'll turn into true blood and become shapeshifters.
Oh, wow. You ain't going to get hooked up with Sookie Stackhouse, are you?
Yeah. And I guess I've only registered her name. What's the bartender's name? Bill? No. Bill's the vampire. Who? What's the bartender's name? Don't know. The names don't stick with me.
But Sookie, yeah, she's the main.
Sookie.
Now, what's interesting, people, when you see the beginning of True Blood, the first scene, pretty well the first scene, is she has natural ESP. She's a waitress in a tavern or a restaurant, and she's going around serving and listening to everybody's conversations. So I asked JW, is that what it's like for you? And JW said, she's less focused.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a pretty good job of showing someone who has ESP bothered by all the crap she picks up every day at her work. And then when she encounters vampires, she can't pick up their thoughts.
Well, some she can. Some she can. She just can't hear Bill's.
I don't see her doing there. It was a bit vague.
She did it with the queen. She did it with the queen of Louisiana.
There's a deer barking.
Yeah. Now, what do you mean the queen of Louisiana? Who's that?
The queen, she can read everybody else's mind. She could read Godric's mind. She could remember. She got everybody's mind. She just
yeah, but she doesn't hear it. That doesn't seem to register correct. I mean,
she does. When you watch it, when you watch it again, like 24, you'll get it.
Yeah, okay. Because it is a bit vague with some of the humans who've been turned into vampires. She kind of knows what she does. That blonde girl, she knows what she's thinking, but she's not a full vampire. Okay, well, that's an interesting point. I'll watch for that. It didn't seem to be that she was picking up Godridge's thoughts.
Have you gotten that she's a fairy yet?
No. Thanks for that, but I don't care. It's all right.
It's more nakedness.
This is True Blood?
Right.
True Blood, yeah, it's the next series on your agenda.
Oh gosh.
Is this because we'll be running into immortals and more eternal?
No, it's about what we're doing, what's happening to us in RNA drops, but it's the vampires' mirror bullshit about it. See, the vampires are a mirror of what we're doing.
Okay.
We don't drink blood. See, they're trying to get the pure blood. We don't drink the blood. We have our blood changed because we got the white stone in that.
Vampires would want your blood so they can be daywalkers.
Yeah. They're immortal, stuck in the physical, without sun, and it's a pretty bad situation. So they're actually doing what the ascended do backwards. They're trying to have the blood, right? They think it's outside of them, but they've screwed themselves.
Right. If a vampire drank the blood of an ascended one, would it melt their flesh off?
No, they'd be able to walk in the sunshine.
Oh, it wouldn't affect them the way it would a little man.
Right.
Yeah, it's like they're little men acting out what is really required and shown in the angel's diagram. Angel diagram is a picture of the perfect cell, and that requires a dropping of the RH factor. Now, humans get it through what we're doing, through the RNA drops and other stuff. So the vampires are literally acting out, trying to eat the perfect blood, trying to find it. You know what
right.
I mean? Rather than having it changed.
And then the other example is Sam being a shapeshifter.
Oh, Sam is the bartender, right?
Oh, uh-huh.
He's the name I'm trying to think of.
He owns Merlot's.
Yeah, that's not Barton. Sam is the other guy. He's a shapeshifter. And I really like the rich woman who's a shapeshifter. That's a whole neat new dimension to the show.
You talking about the Maynard?
Is that something that...
Oh, I don't know if she's a Maynard. She's just showing up, and she's got the goods on Sam. You know, she nailed Sam
five years. She's a Maynard. That's
okay, you don't need
That'll
to you don't
fun.
Need to go into that, but that's interesting. You know, I can understand what they've shown, what that could refer to, but they don't, haven't revealed that yet. So it's actually another case of ionic ideas and situations being played out in the Android meme, like Fringe, The Event, Haven, I guess, and what's another one?
Torchwood,
oh yeah, Eureka, Eureka,
Eureka, Warehouse 13, which is coming this week.
Ah, it's starting up again. You guys watch that, Warehouse 13.
What is it called?
McClintock crowd.
Warehouse 13. It's about the finding artifacts
that have been imbued with power from the little men.
Yeah, we didn't finish that. We need to pick up. Is that those artifacts around that Battle of Joshua that we start off
this
session?
They are.
See, we got to follow that up, people. That's what I was
asking.
Where
you pass, that's the first good representation of your, what you call Escher, but I call it, and Ion calls it Escher.
Now, how do you know this?
Well, I don't know except about the Escher and the staircase where Henrietta H.G. Wells was.
Right. Is she called Henrietta?
Yeah, H.G.
That,
is Henrietta.
That can be a reference to Marie Henrietta of Leopold scene.
Do.
Yeah.
That's what
that's
they heard you say, Bob. You acting like you're saying it for the first time, and you said it, and that's how it got on this damn show on what you talking
about. Oh, okay. Okay, so are you
You should
speaking...
actually listen to some of your sessions, Bob. It would be enlightening for you.
Yeah, it's okay. So are you downloading some of today's, or this is from before?
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
Something bad.
See, what happens, Sue and Steve and Barbara, is JW, he starts downloading the session a lot faster than he did a year or so ago. And, you know, a year and more ago, he would only get pictures. That's why he would give pictures. But then he could drop giving the pictures a few months ago because it was didn't go through the picture phase. It just came as audio.
Right. And then it gets real fun because then you can tell who's napping during the third hour of payroll.
That is mean.
Bob's triumphant hour. He put everybody to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Well, Joyce is in a spiritual crisis. She can't decide whether what she's learning is really worth it or real or not, and so she's fading out. And
oh, yes, she is. She's doing fine. She's telling that HOA to kiss her ass.
HOA, what's that?
Homeowners Association.
No, she's trying. Rejoice is trying to decide whether she should learn to interrupt and talk or not. Is it going to work out? She's not going to make
she's
that change
fine.
Unless
no,
it's well
she's
invested.
She's doing fine. She's doing fine. Leave Rejoice
You're
alone.
Being protected, Joyce. I plunge the thrust in, and then JW protects you. So there's this, the shoulder of humor is around you, Joyce.
That's it. Rejoice, let Bob do what he wants to, honey. If it gets too tough, you find me.
Okay. I certainly
I
will.
Handle it.
So
it's so great.
Bob, Brian.
So, Brian, are you ever going to stop? When are you going to stop?
I got a ways to go. I got many miles to go before I sleep.
Oh, no, you mean wake up.
Yeah, you're asking when is he going to wake up when you said stop?
He should be up to his time. He should be there. And he says he ain't.
So, Sasha or...
But you just loaded up about 7 hours ago, right?
About 5 hours ago.
Yeah, Sasha, Brian delivers. He's a truck delivery guy.
Oh, you're the guy that's listened to Revelations, what, four or five times?
Yes, yeah.
It's
great.
So Sue,
haven't you listened to it that many times, Sue?
No, I've only listened to it once, so I'm kind of behind you. But we're both travelers.
every time, I promise you, every time you go back and re-listen to it, you'll get, you'll be like, how did I miss that?
Yeah.
Does it count if you put it on when you go to sleep? Will you get information just sleeping through it? Or do you have to be awake the whole time?
Who are you addressing?
Oh, no.
JW or Bob?
Environment. Environment is in all environments. Sleep or not sleep has no effect on what you get.
Because you're not there. You've gone to other worlds.
Anyway,
you're not there. Now, that ruins that whole theory, right? Barbie,
no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
Well, it seems, okay, it's real tricky with JW. He's worse than I on. He contradicts himself every 30 seconds. So JW, you're saying that having the tapes go in your head when you're asleep is effective?
If you like that, but your dishwasher will run
like
while you're in bed, too.
Okay, what's that mean?
That it'll run while you're sleeping. You get up and
you can get the work
done. You can have revolution done too.
Okay, so you did it seem, Barbara? He started off saying it wouldn't be beneficial to run the tapes.
No, I thought it would be, and I just wanted to confirm that.
No, is it no? What did JW's first answer? It seemed to go to the side that it wouldn't work. Do you agree?
No, I got that it would.
Oh, okay. So he's saying it would work.
I got that it would. Yeah, because it's in an environment.
All right, so what you're saying, JW, we could play them in our sleep?
Certainly. If you slept, Bob, you could.
Does Barbara sleep? Well, how do you know? Why are we asking you?
She sleeps.
Yeah, but would it work with her?
It would. But don't do it like in a headphone kind of a situation.
No.
Play it.
Right. No, I do.
Play it.
Yeah.
Drive your husband batty.
No, he goes to sleep to it instantly, too. So I think it on a subconscious level, or I know I won't use that word, but...
Oh, have you done this?
Have any effect.
You've done this?
Yeah, I listen to it live, and then I listen to it as I go to sleep. So cause I've done both ways.
Yeah.
But I listen to it all, like, awake, but then I've also listened to it as I go to sleep, so I just realize it's playing through the night.
Yeah, it goes all night. It's in. If someone came into your home, they'd hear Ion.
Right. Yes.
JW, did you say don't use headphones?
My laptop's right next to my
sleep.
Desk. So.
In your
why,
sleep,
why?
Don't.
And the reason
you don't want you don't want the connection. You don't want something tying you up. Well, you might, but most people don't want to be tied up.
Hey, I just found the prophet Isaiah on the Sistine Chapel, and there's a beautiful picture of Carol and a close-up of the background figure in the Isaiah fresco.
Wow, and good.
Look behind it. Look, she got it waving. She just waving.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
And there's someone behind her, though, too, right?
Yeah, there's another one. That's me. That's me watching her.
How did you know that, Barbara? How'd you know that, Barbara?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it.
You've already seen it.
5 minutes ago.
Yeah, the prophet is. It's called the.
Ago.
Yeah, it's called the prophet Ezekiel.
No, Isaiah.
By Michelangelo.
Isaiah.
Okay, what's it called, Sue?
I already sent you the link, Bob.
Yeah, what's
prophet
it called? Prophet Isaiah. So what? I find it neat.
Michelangelo from Wikipedia.
Right. I find it interesting that. That kind of validates it, Carolyn. Like Sue, she saw it and recognized it on her own. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can see it.
I can see it.
But how can you tell that's her?
Beg your pardon?
I mean, how can you tell that's
Well,
Carolyn?
Sue knows Carolyn better than you.
Well,
so
look at the picture. I mean, who else? It's not Bob.
No, Sue knows Carolyn, so if Sue sees it, then that's interesting. But don't you think she looks a little shocked, Sue?
She's like, wow, look at what's going on out there. Get her arm out.
Carolyn, did you leave your baby picture on your website? That may help, Barbara.
Yeah, it's the baby picture, Barbara.
That would be sweet, yeah.
No, it's on her website.
Okay.
No, it's on your Twitter, Carolyn.
It's on her Twitter page.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's Karen. If Now, how do we know that that's really Carolyn's baby picture?
We don't.
Okay. Well,
so
then,
you've got to go in. You got to go into the Vatican with a black light because Ion said that there are ciphers to codex that are hidden beneath
the regular painting.
The of those paintings.
Oh.
So that's why we were saying you should go in with the black light, and apparently only a few knew. So if you're like smuggling one into your purse and trying to be surreptitious.
Yeah, now, hey, Sasha. The white stone is mentioned in Ezekiel. No, is this which prophet is it? Ezekiel
Isaiah.
Or Elijah? Is Isaiah doesn't mention? Why would Carolyn be in Isaiah? Is that mentioning the white stone?
Isaiah does more than all of them, Bob.
Have we done that, Sasha?
Shh.
We haven't done that.
I don't think that we've done that.
Bob.
I don't think that we've asked Ion specifically
Bob.
About the stone in Isaiah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Bob. Brian.
That proves it for me. The case closed.
Yeah.
Tell Bob that 37 hours in Isaiah has been to talking about the white stone in Isaiah.
He doesn't remember?
No.
He doesn't. No, remember? We were trying to lay it out, and he blew it out of the water. We ain't having this damn Bible stuff. Man, I'm tired of this Bible stuff, him and his Bible bitch Bible
stuff. You know, that is a very interesting point, that it seems when we get into Isaiah, Bob always wants to derail it for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's protecting Carolyn.
Oh, okay.
But what is that the guy? Is that the guy we had who came through, or was that Ezekiel?
That was Ezekiel.
Okay, so when did we do Isaiah? Was that like 3 months ago or something?
Seems like yesterday to me, Bob.
Yeah, no, do you know, Brian, we did a lot on the white stone in Isaiah?
I can't remember. I know one night we got into it. It was, we got into Isaiah. We got into... other ones, because we actually started in Revelation with the white stone, and then we went right on into Isaiah.
Right, okay.
We were doing Isaiah tonight too, Bob.
You what?
We were doing Isaiah tonight too.
Oh, yeah, and I know that. Oh, no, I don't remember that. We did it tonight? I'm into Ezekiel. I know Ezekiel. I got that down. I remember Ezekiel.
Oh, wait a minute. Strong's Concordance.
Yeah.
Aha! It's catching up.
What is Strong Concordance?
Yeah.
Remember
now.
Is that the? Are you referring to Sasha's Concordance?
Yeah, it's catching up. What when it went down?
Oh, for you. Okay, yeah. Is Strong the name of the Concordance?
Yes.
Okay. I probably knew Isaiah. That's why. We're not going to reveal Connie.
You didn't think much of him, because how could William Irwin Thompson make the chart and not Isaiah? So
well,
it really was a tiny note.
You don't know the chart. My chart, the Android, is a picture of the replay of all that by the Android meme.
So that's why it's such a tiny note.
Yeah.
Well, in the picture with Michelangelo, he's got a great big blue book under his arm.
Yeah, that's the Fatty Communion book I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like Carolyn's telling him something.
Yeah.
No, Bob, we don't do Fatty Communion.
You know, isn't it, Carolyn, didn't you have... That blue book is the collection of herbs at the Meir Lab in the 90s. Remember, it was a blue book? A blue binder. Is Carolyn gone?
Looks like Carolyn just flew into his shoulder because she's got the gown billowing out behind her.
Yeah, she's lit in the bar several times.
She's lit in the bomb. See, Isaiah's me. He just said, she's lit in the Bob several times. I'm pretty sure that's what the words were. Anybody
yeah,
agree?
It's not odd that she would light into Isaiah because she lights into Bob all the time.
Oh, not that he, that's me. Okay. The machete aspect.
The sharpest sickle in the shed.
It's almost like she's saying into his ear, like, why don't you think of it like this? How about this? And he's considering her proposal.
She's saying, who let that painter in this room? Who the fuck let that painter in here?
She put the prof in the fet.
She put the prof in the fet. Is I...
Hey, J.W.
Hey.
I was just going to ask you this weird smell, like electrical smell, like right by my door. I can't figure out where it's coming from. It's not like
I have no idea.
Electric.
I've had it too.
I know where. The last couple of days, I was reading a thinker discussing cell as the original sense. Oh, yeah, Scott Taylor and Mum. He wrote a response to Monday's Mum talking about how smell was the original sense. And I've been waiting for it to show up. It showed up in you guys.
Well,
yeah, it smells like electrical.
Just came out.
Yeah, he talks about it being of the electrical essence or origins. That's what he said.
Yeah, no, I can smell like burnt. Like it just came outside and I like take 2 feet away from my front door and it goes and then 2 feet toward my front door and it's there, and then I go inside my house, and there isn't any smell anywhere, so...
It's like a
burning electrical cord.
Okay,
yeah, like
exactly.
A short circuit.
Yeah. That's funny, I just opened the door to my porch in Savannah, and there's a strong burning smell outside.
Right, so that's what...
last night, I was walking down the road, and it smelled like a house was on fire again.
Yeah, it sounds like...
Ryan, when you go to sleep, what's the last sense to go to sleep? I thought it was your ears.
I have
you
no
said
idea.
You addressed Ion. This is J.W. Craig.
I apologize.
When I go to bed, if I ain't up to something, I go to sleep.
I know, but I always thought the ears were the last thing to go to sleep.
What's with this electrical smell, though, that Sheila's smelling as
you know
well?
What that is, Sasha? That's the burning of the wires in the phone today on Cashflow. That's a general short-circuit disruption that you guys are picking up on.
We were reading in Ezekiel, and there was a lot of reference to burning in fires and burning in coals and fire.
And the electric charge. Remember the line about the electric charge?
Yeah,
so what we just created all
oh, my gosh, and the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Right. So, Sheila, you know what happens from now to next week, and you'll see that you're picking up on next week's rewriting cash flow before the Wednesday comes.
Cool.
That's what I was about talking to Dave Worsted on Sunday, and then I had this question in my mind, and then I put the mom on, and he answered it. Fucking mom.
Worsted did?
It was brilliant. Yeah.
And you didn't ask it?
No, I didn't ask it. I was thinking it about the gyroscope and...
Right, and he answered it.
Yeah, he answered it. He completed what he was talking to me about in Mom.
So, Sasha, do you see why I stayed in touch with Dave?
Oh, God, yeah.
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 And I couldn't... It was like only me and Dave. No one else from that movement stayed in touch with him. They were dim
that's
bulbs.
That's the only awareness that indicated anything, Bob.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I noticed that. So I stayed in touch and kept talking to him. I mean, I used to encourage Sue Bone to talk to him, but I don't think Sue ever did.
No, I didn't, no. You know, I was very impressed with how everything unfolded tonight because, Ion just... jumped right in and started talking about all the things we were talking about in the first hour.
Yeah, he's lurking and listening. He's listening to what we're doing, and we're supposed to be creating questions the first hour for Ion, and he's hearing and knows what we're going to ask.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
That was very cool. Oh, yeah.
You know, he did it.
Well,
he did it a couple.
You'd never get anywhere, would you?
No, we wouldn't.
Yeah.
We get into some interesting places, but not where these people want to go.
Well, now, one thing I can say about that now, if you're asking, but here's the thing. Bob says that in sessions and stuff, people would start off and they have 10,275,413 questions, and they get in with non-physical and they don't know nothing. They don't know ask. So the conversation in advance allows you to bring up topics that are interesting that you'd like to discuss or find out more about or to open up to. And then
right.
you don't even have to, in the group collective, the benefit of the group collective is you don't have to be individual. The energy of the group then feeds into non-physical, so they can basically just make a bucket list that you blast out, and then you can get on to the good stuff.
Yeah, like you don't have to make the personal effort to remember. Others will remember.
Yeah.
And so what happened a few weeks ago, Iron came in. Yeah, spark, did you say?
You spark off each
yeah.
other. You get. Yeah.
Well, words are sparks. So Sue, what happened?
Individually, you may not get that question, but in the chat, the conversation in the group beforehand,
yeah.
you can develop it enough to where they go, oh, that's interesting, and I've thought about, and have you considered, and then it kind of comes into a point where it can be sown
has
together.
A momentum? Like a momentum
would.
That's going? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because when it first comes, I mean, it's gotten to where now I have to go. I mean, I have to, like, leave after, what is that thing we do, Bob, in the afternoon? Payroll? After
yeah.
payroll, I, like, have to go to dinner and get out, just go, and get back just right at time, you know, when we start, because that's about right timing. And
right.
boom. And it's almost just like a choking hurry. Let's go now. Not waiting one more second. Get with
yeah.
it. Let's go.
You mean for you, the hour when we're talking? Ooh. Hey? Did I bounce off?
Wait, what's
no,
that?
You hit.
No. I guess JW. Yeah. There was a...
Well, that's...
Do you think he meant that he wants to go right at when we start talking? He wants to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Sue, a few weeks ago, Ian came in and he ran through 10 points, which we had been discussing and were creating questions. He ran through all of them one by one without us reminding him of a question.
Hmm.
You remember that, James? Or anybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He did that tonight, too. Yeah.
Sort of, yeah, but he really did it.
With the lotus, with pie, with
yeah.
everything. Exodus.
Yeah. Well, he is listening, and he's over on Tailgate also, playing music on Tailgate at the same time. He recently in a private... What?
I'm sorry, I fell out. Bob, what were you saying?
Just how... when you say you come back from dinner... You're personally raring to go, and you have to wait an hour, right?
No, I don't come in until the, 7:30?
Yeah, so what...
When I came in.
Oh, okay, so you're raring... Ion's raring to go. Are you...
Yeah.
You, not the hour before.
No, because I'm gone, because we don't have that much time.
Right, so you get back, as soon as you get back, it's time for us to bring you in.
You don't bring me in. I come in myself
yeah.
at 7:30.
Yeah, because you know what time it is. That's why.
Again?
Bob must have fell out.
Bob got kicked out. Kicked out on Mark.
All right, well, we got to have a really stimulating conversation when Bob gets back in because he'll wonder what he missed.
Let's talk about what his big announcement. The death of the Android meme, and then
Cold
Fusion's coming.
Cold Fusion's been realized.
It's just going to show up.
I wonder if it's relight.
Does that have something to do with the light bulbs going out, or no need for them?
They're not even going to make them anymore. They're not necessary. The more you become light, the less you'll need bulbs.
And so that has nothing to do with the cold fusion. That has to do with us becoming more light.
Well, I don't know.
No, they'll be selling 10-watt light bulbs, so all we'll need is 10-watt light bulbs in our house because we'll be radiating our own light.
Right, with this few, about a month ago.
So we just say, let there be light, and they're light.
Well, apparently there'll be so much light coming from us that it'll be...
Salt and light.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it's so bright that it's... It'll bounce off the window panes and...
Your future will be so bright you'll have to wear shades.
That's right. Well, you'll be able to tell the ascended beings that they'll walk around with sunglasses on at 12 midnight.
Well, some of these people in the clubs do, don't they?
Okay, but won't the ones that are not ascending... Oh, never mind. They'll be gone.
They'll be gone.
And isn't it the forehead that will tell?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's more? Exactly what can you tell from the forehead?
Hey,
it's been really fun to be at this party. I got to go, though. It's 1:30.
Hey, Sue, I got knocked out the last 2 minutes. What did you guys talk? Or I was, JW was saying something.
We're talking about you, Bob. So
We talked about you, Bob. So
no, that's all right. The thing is, that's okay. I had no problem with that. The JW. I was just telling JW how he was saying that he gets in, and I said he came in 5 minutes late. Did you guys hear that part?
No.
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 I think JW rushes back, and he was late this time. 5 minutes.
Most,
he apologized because he was just getting back.
I most certainly was not. I was
he said he wasn't late.
Exactly on time.
Exactly 7:30 on the dot.
Why did you apologize
you
then?
You didn't bring him in. He came in.
I know. I don't bring him in. Why did he apologize for being late?
I was pointing out how if you start when you're supposed to start, that's very important. And so if anyone thought I wasn't on time, I apologized if they thought I was not prompt.
Then you were already there but hadn't spoken a couple of minutes.
No, I spoke when I came in, and then I waited till everybody finished talking, but I spoke when I came in. I said, hey.
Okay, so you're apologizing to someone who thought maybe when you spoke that you had just arrived.
Correct. Late.
You show up, and you're on time, and you're raring to go?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have iron bursting through you?
I guess.
Well, Carol and I were talking about you guys while I was trying to get back on.
Excellent.
So, Sue, you're heading out? That's it? I guess she left.
She already snuck off. See you, Sue.
So I have to leave now so Bob can do whatever it is he does?
Well, he's not kicking you out, JW. I think you'll have to stay.
Oh, he knows better than to do that. I'm just being polite. To get out of the way.
Well, we don't know if we're going to do anything.
Okay, so that's fine. I'll just listen in. Fine.
Yeah, exactly. Just hang around. Yeah, I might head off.
I'm Sue. I got bumped out.
Okay, Sue. Yes.
And I'm just back to say goodbye and thank you so much for this. It's been a wonderful first night for me, and I'm so glad to be here with two other newbies, and I just so appreciate everything that you guys have done and are doing. So thank you very much.
So what did you learn? What did you learn tonight? What did you think of what you thought you learned?
Well, one of the things that I think I learned is that I'm going to start reading the Bible with the book of Isaiah.
No, you just do it with Ion. It's so fun otherwise.
Well,
if you do it with Ion, you find out where you're in the Bible.
Yeah, but I can read these things too. Right?
It's really hard to understand.
No, Bob, not for the regular literate. It's not too difficult. It's okay.
Oh, yeah? They got whole sessions during the week trying to figure it out.
Well, let me just say that I'm interested now in
yes.
doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
that's good.
And tonight was really extraordinary, being able to flip through this new Bible that I bought and actually follow you guys when you were flipping off all these different books and sessions.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Numbers.
Ion does that. It makes Joyce just crazy because she normally is the designated looker-upper. And she draws her sword. She can tear it up. Now, Reed Joyce can keep up. But Ion can just tear it up on that. It's almost ridiculous to keep up with. But Joyce is good. Jenny Bell's good too. Jenny Bell's good at it as well.
Yeah.
Okay, Sue. I sent you. Are you looking?
Yeah, I have 15 pages of notes here, so I'm going to reread and then I'm going to look at your stuff.
Oh, there's more than that, isn't there, Bob?
Hey, wait, Sue. You wrote 15 pages tonight?
Just my own pages, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fast writing.
I still didn't get it all, hey?
Yeah, you won't. The email I sent you,
right?
Did you see it? Best Bible, perhaps? Did you see that?
Yes.
If you click on that, have you seen that?
No, not yet.
Does it look useful?
I will look at it.
She hasn't looked at it yet, Bob.
No, yeah. You see the email there. You clicked on it, right?
Bob,
Okay, do you see how it... you see how it's laid out, Sue?
Yeah.
Take the gun and shoot me in the head.
Now, Sue...
I've seen this before, Bob. You've given it to me when I started the Book of Revelations, and I printed out all the books.
Okay. When I look at it, you know what's wrong with it? It's not in alphabetical order.
You
thought it was good.
It's in
the
order that it's in the Bible, though, right?
Oh, that doesn't help.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Well, that's pretty cool, Bob. Thanks.
Now, darling. We feel better now. I couldn't have lived without that little tidbit, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're looking at the...
Tell me one thing, Bob. What was that quote that you said you always used to be able to...
What was what? Did someone whip out?
KLN, that your buddy always quoted that...
You blipped out. But you're talking about Nelson from Herbert W. Armstrong?
Yes.
I would have played it for you. You know, when I used to play you the Herbert W. Armstrong Sunday show, I might have shown you a couple of his broadcasts.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. I mean, it's about the principalities, but...
Ephesians,
is that where it was? Ephesians?
Yeah.
Okay, Ephesians. E. Philco, which is a...
E.
Yeah, American company.
Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, it's an order.
Right, so Ephesians, do you know the numbers, Brian?
What is it, Sasha, Joyce, chapter 6?
Yes. Chapter 6.
Where it says principalities. Sue, so you see the notes there that I sent, the angel diagram notes?
And it's Ephesians, the E-P-H-E-S-I-A-N-S?
Yeah,
yes.
6.
Yeah.
And just go down and look for principalities. But in the notes I sent you that Sasha put together, are you looking at those? Do you see that? Doesn't that look nice?
No, I'm not even there yet.
It's the email. Right beside the other email.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at Ephesians, Bob. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Are y'all going to send all the new folks all the complete notes that you've gotten together? They're voluminous, aren't they?
Oh, what do you do there?
No, we're asking if they're going to be kind and share with you that which they've wrought so far.
Well, what have they wrought? Are you referring to Ginny's stuff?
There's Ginny's stuff.
You're not allowed to take notes. No.
The notes that have been prepared, and y'all shared amongst yourselves.
That's the Brian group. We're not part of that group. I don't. That's Brian, Sasha, and Joyce. You mean?
No, Bob. Send around the newbies emails, and we'll share with them the stuff that we've reflected over the last, you know, 6 months.
Like
have you already done that, Greg?
There's a kaleidoscope on here.
Yeah, I sent that one. That's made by Bart, maybe, or somebody. They made the rings into a kaleidoscopic rings, I think. That's what it's supposed to be.
Wow.
This 14 rings as a kaleidoscope.
Wow, beautiful. And it does look like a lotus.
Okay, so now can you click on the notes thing? Angel diagram
now,
notes?
Right
beside the kaleidoscopic email.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the 14 rings, yeah.
Yeah, you scan down. How's that look?
Ooh, the chemical zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quadrant. Woo.
See, that's what I was waiting for, guy. Just want to get that response.
A little orgasm going on here.
Yeah, even though everybody else was resisting, I knew if we stuck with it, we'd get to it. We did.
Yeah. Orgasmic, Bob, orgasmic.
Okay, so Greg is saying there are notes to be sent around, or they have been being sent around.
You should normally share your notes with the new folks so they can catch up.
Well, the only notes to share are what I sent her and Ginny's thing.
But yes, but we may have some private notes that we've that you know they may benefit from. So,
well, if you have any, send some to me. I never got any Greg ever. What?
You've been getting them, and then you complain about it. What the hell is this? This don't make no sense. What is this?
It's ridiculous. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. There's something about the Bible shit. I don't know. This is crazy. It says something. Carolyn, there's some notes in here about Revelation rewrite. What the hell? Do we do Revelations rewrite? Yes, Bob.
Yeah, there's nothing about J.D. Salinger in these notes. I mean, the guy died, and they're sending around stuff about Ezekiel. How irrelevant can you be?
Well... Those are those ones that you discarded that we are...
No, nobody sent me any notes. Just any notes you got to send around, send to me. I'll appreciate them.
They sent you everything.
No, they didn't. I only got a couple of sheets from Ginny.
Couple of sheets.
Oh, Bob. No, you've gotten a ton of stuff, dude. Come on.
I got one thing from you, Greg. Something from you. I mean, I never got any notes from Sasha.
It was something. It was ridiculous.
Stuff I sent you. That's what you're emailing out to everybody else.
Oh, yeah. No, I got that. That's the one pager I've got. I've got that. But JW, is he just talking? See, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Is he?
We went from nobody ever sends me anything. Oh, yeah, I got it from Sasha. Oh, yeah, I got it from Greg. Oh, yeah.
No.
I got that.
We went from me being
clear. Nobody ever sends me anything. But that's right.
JW is fucking ignorant. I got those notes. I'm talking about notes that are being sent around now or whatever anybody's got. I didn't get any of those. And then either there aren't any. And JW's referring to the standard ones who I got months ago. See, JW is confusing the thing.
Well, I haven't
You haven't gotten anything, Sheila, right?
No. So don't feel left out.
I don't feel left out. I don't. It's just clearing up the confusion. Look, the whole point of this is to point out how JW confuses. I told you when he showed up here 10 minutes ago that he contradicts himself twice as much as Ion does. So this is an example. He's going on rant. What?
Stop picking on JW. We like it when JW is here hanging out with us, so just leave him alone. Please.
Okay, well, don't include me. Don't start using me as topic. I have to sit here and listen to his confusion about me.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about the notes.
That's right. And he's there improvising about how I'm not getting them and all this crazy stuff. And there aren't any notes that he's pretending I'm not getting.
Bob, I'll scan tomorrow.
I don't mind you guys talking to JW, but when he discusses my confusion and all that shit, that's not relevant.
So you got the list. You got everybody's email list. Just go through your email list and everybody an email and say, send me your note, and then you'll get notes from everybody.
Okay.
To have notes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you might want to scratch me off that list. I don't have any notes.
So Joyce, when you write notes, you're doing it pencil-wise, right?
Well, I do move up to ink pen now, and normally
right.
black. Sometimes I do blue, you know?
Right, but do you wait, Sasha, do you type them into the computer after?
I started doing a compilation after the first couple of sessions, and then I stopped for a while, and I've started trying to put it back together again, but it's not finished.
It's really hard, though, Bob. If you try and take the notes that we've written and organize them in any type of order, it's really...
I know. You're talking about writing them like... Nobody is typing notes like Carolyn does.
No, but that's what we're talking about. No.
Chad does.
You guys are handwriting them, right?
Yeah. And I
I never expected you guys to retype them and send them to me or send to anybody. I assumed you weren't retyping them.
Call Chad. Chad's got them. He's got them written, typed out.
Does he do it? Does Chad type it as it's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he records.
he probably. He does it on the fly, baby.
Okay, well, I'll get that stuff from him then.
Well, once again, I'm leaving this party, and it's been really fun. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Sue. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you later.
Ciao.
Bye, Sue.
So that was a happy customer.
What about the other two?
Well, Steve's a basket case. We're not going to get much out of him. He's not even hearing this.
I want to get a report on the whole, put them on any drops on your stash or something.
Yeah. So is Barbara still here? See, she's gone.
Greg's here.
Woohoo, good Greg.
So what do you think of tonight's content, Greg?
Well, I mean, it got me going. There was, Bob, I just resonate with all the stuff that has science and physics and math and chemistry in it.
Yeah.
And that's just the stuff that I can resonate with when we go outside that area. You know, it's a little bit tough for me to follow it, but the parts that were...
Well, when we go outside of that, where are we going and why? That's simple stuff to understand.
Ah, to you, it is. But to me, I have a harder time understanding it, just like you have a harder time understanding the physics and the chemistry and the electrical side of it.
Yeah, Greg's got a bias. Greg's bias is when you start talking about megahertz frequencies, it's like, oh, okay, you got my attention. Chemistry.
Yeah, it gets me a hard-on.
Okay, so Greg, what are the topics that, the type of talk that you don't get?
A good question, Bob. A really good question. I'm just trying to frame it. I think when ion goes into the wordology of parts of our discussion and relates it to many of the terms that you've known and loved for years that I'm just not familiar with. And
He's only started that lately. Go back 20 sessions. Did you find the 20 sessions ago hard?
Nope.
So you're saying the later stuff is what you tune out on?
Yeah, I just, I guess I'm grasping for what you guys all know and love as a definition of the words that I'm just not caught up on. So that's where I get lost, is the definition of the words in the last, couple of months. And one of that is because, you change it so often. And like I said today, the guy to our newbies, don't hold on to any of the stuff that Ion's saying. I mean, you know, that whole Herdites, and one becomes two, and then two breaks into more.
Herdites, yeah.
So, Herdites. You know, I mean, that was the greatest thing that you and I have talked about in the last 3 months, because that got me closer to your understanding of not jumping onto stuff, holding on to it, and that's where I've gotten screwed up. I grab this concept, it feels comfortable, it feels safe, and I run with it, and it has not served me, because it's going to change and morph 5 minutes later.
Yeah, okay, so it sounds like, you know, to me you got a general tinkering gadget person. When you get an idea, you're going to use it, and you want to know the meaning, and then you use it. Now you're finding out some of the things can't be used permanently, but the scientific stuff you can use longer. And so it's the stuff you can't tinker with that are not mechanical you get screwed up on.
Yes, keep going. Exactly.
Some of those concepts, though, Bob, like Greg said, that, you know, if you take a word like Herdites or, you know, any of your McLuhan stuff, it's useful in a way to take one word and to think about it for a few days and just kind of let it settle and form your own thoughts around it and then have something, some basis to apply it from. But that's what I find anyway.
Yes, when Greg did the science stuff a couple hours ago, me and Brian said, wait a minute, do that slowly. We want you to repeat it. But Greg, he can say it, think it faster.
Right.
So I'm doing it with the McLuhan, and you guys, it's the same speed. It's too fast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Sasha, one of the things that Bob was just so instrumental in helping me grasp was that, you know, if I'm involved in some kind of, let's just say I want to bring more business to my business. And so, you know, it's a non-physical amplification, and then it's the mind amplification. And what Bob said to me was, no, each one has a sliding scale, and you can't let any one of those two predominate. So one day, yes, your mind is getting in the way. The next day, no, your mind isn't getting in the way. It's running the show. And it's that flexibility of dropping and picking up of the different aspects of herself that I think is just fucking brilliant in making everything work. Because what's all the books out there about? Hold on to this concept. Manifest this way. You hear Deborah talk about it all the time. Deborah's very hooked on to do it this way, say the words properly, just like she asked Ion. Do we have to say and punctuate everything properly because of all the books she's read? Well, no, it's never that, but maybe one time it is that. It is
right,
important,
but that's
one
also,
moment,
but that's
the next moment it's not.
But that's what's so wonderful about this group, though, is that, you know, we've got all of these different dynamics coming. You know, Sheila's an artist. You know, we've got, Bob with his McLuhan knowledge. And so, you know, I think that that it's just such a great, rich balance between everybody in this group.
Yes.
All bringing their own perspectives and dynamics. And I think, as well, the point is to be really open to that and not push against it, obviously, and then, as you know, being you, for example, stopping for just a second so that the rest of the group can catch up, because I think that, you know, there is a lot of stuff that, like, if we hadn't stopped you, Greg, or if you didn't stop Bob, and go, whoa, hang on a second, just slow that down by 20 miles an hour, I'm trying to catch up. It's the same thing, like, with Ginny sometimes.
Obvious.
Like, she's so brilliant, and it's like she's going so fast with the Bible, and she's like, well, this and that, and Abraham and the lineage, and I'm like, hang on a second, whoa. This is really relevant, but we need to, like, I need to get it, or somebody else may need to get it, or whatever. But that's what's, as I said, what's so cool about this is that...
You know, and unfortunately, because I can only see me, I can't see you, I can't see Bob.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me that you guys wouldn't get it, because to me it was so obvious and simple. So you stopped me and said, Greg, it's not. And then I went, oh, right, of course, fuck. I can only see me. I can't see you.
Yeah.
Now, Bob,
Bob,
that's one of the challenges I'm going to have talk to George, because everything to George is black and white in his world.
You're going to have a challenge telling you the more subtle parts of the ion
theme. Yeah, talking to him about that stuff, yes, because he's very black and white about those things.
Yeah.
Now, they may be high-end concepts, but he still has it black and white. And spending all this time with you and I on, there ain't nothing black and white. It's always morphing and moving. So
yeah.
Sometimes the mind is in the way, and sometimes the mind is not in the way. The mind is the wonderful part that's the master, but not always.
Maybe that's why you and George were friends. You had similar kinds of minds, or he formed you to be like him.
I enjoyed his way of thinking. That's the best way for me to say it. I enjoyed his way of thinking.
You know, and you were able to do
it. Greg, you don't come across like one of those, you know, you don't seem like one of those unapproachable science-y types. Like, you don't have that sort of demeanor, you know? You're like an artsy, science-y, nerdy person.
Yeah, he's like the garage mechanic. You know, he's the guy who's fixing the car and you can talk to him.
Yeah, exactly. So he's not spouting off all of this terminology that you can't get at all.
And realize, Sasha, I used to be very proud of my analytical mind, and as Ion said, I had to kill that bastard.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, my analytical mind was the grand wazoo, was the end all and the be all. And then
what star sign are you, Greg?
I'm born in July, Cancer.
Oh.
I have 8 planets in Cancer. So.
Wow! Holy shit!
Yeah.
And what's the general characteristic of pop astrology for Cancer?
They're very, very sensitive. They're the moon, so they're changeable like the moon. They're deeply emotional. It's the water of the water sign. You're the water boy, right, Greg?
Do they get hurt?
That makes sense. I just
the water
got that.
Boy. Yeah. Do they get hurt?
Yeah. Yes.
They get hurt
easily. Very easily,
oh,
and they
no.
hold on. They cling on to their emotions and for a long time hold on to that the pain.
Right.
Yes.
So I
you know what's great? To look at that phrase analytical mind, it's able to organize a lot of materials that you can see and handle with your hands. It's the sighted world, and there's nothing wrong with analytical thinking. It's just you were only thinking within the sighted world dynamics.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I have even today. I laid down to do my little portal stuff, and boy, I just had a hard time because I've got this theory, Bob, that when I dream or go into parallel worlds. My mind is being fed just some little dribble bullshit because I can't handle what it is the other Gregs are really experiencing. And that's going to be a topic of a session with Ion. Because I look at some of what I remember, and I remember, you know, just some crazy-ass shit. But I know I've been working in other worlds. And it's like Ion said, you want to see angels? You never had any idea. Well, I want to relax my mind enough that I am not scared by a rabbit walking behind me, you know, when I'm standing on the porch.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fuck, what is it locked up in my head that I can't allow myself to see these things?
Okay,
so JW to have that 9-foot Sasquatch, leather face, you know, hairy body, walking in his room and going, oh, look at this, this is cool stuff. Come in and wants to send you a picture of it or whatever on Skype. I'm like, that's a relaxation in his mind that allows that. And I'm working on just fucking getting that relaxation.
I was just thinking that if everything, all talents are in you, like Aboriginal people, I think it was in the movie The Right Stuff, they show the astronauts going to the moon and the Aborigines in Australia are there, and they're already on the moon. See, they're not using external sighted technology. So the Westerner gets very involved with the sighted world, which is
erroneous, and he gets involved in the extensions and machines inside it. So you've got a double rabbit hole going on when you're a scientific kind of person, what we call a scientific person who is, just wants the evidence or can work with machines. That's the bias you've got.